every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Have you ever been to Boogie Wonderland?
I didn't know it was a place.
It is. It's where you're the backwards skate, the couple skate. Because you got to. You ever shoot the duck?
Shoot the duck?
Yeah. When you're skating, shoot the duck. Look it up.
No,
look
I need
a video
to know
of
how
shoot
to do
the
this.
Duck. Roller skate and shoot the duck. Look that up online right now. Got a lot to do here in this segment. I want to tell you about my great friends at Patterson's Tax Service. So, again, Russell called me Wednesday of this week. And he said, hey, we need to talk to you, man. There's so much with this big, beautiful bill that's going to affect people. They need to be tax planning right now. Like, for instance, if you're over 65 or over, you got an extra $6,000 on your standardized deduction now. If you buy an American-made car, you can write the interest off on your taxes for the car. I mean, on payments for the car now for the first time. Just stuff like that. But the main thing was, setting up a wellness program for you small businesses out there and saving $100 a month per employee, and the employee has more take-home pay, and you save money. And, like, there's all kinds of things out there. The tips, like, if you up to $25,000 in tips now are not taxable, the first $25,000. So, I mean, there's just unbelievable stuff going on. You got to plan. Plan your taxes now. Go by and see the Patterson's Tax Service. You're going to save yourself thousands if you do it and do it right and take advantage of it. At the Patterson's Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Their phone ought to be ringing off the hook this morning, starting at 8 o'clock, with some tax planning of people trying to save money. To our guest line, Solid Orange Friday, Scott Reimer. No idea. Have no clue. I can narrow it down with about 1,000 miles of where you are right now. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, happy Solid Orange Friday, Mickey. Yeah, you could, if your salary depended upon it, you could probably get within 1,000 miles. I'll give you credit for that. We are in Port Angeles, Washington, in the state of Washington. And that might not ring a bell to anybody, but other than Morgan, who probably knows since we talked off there, that's in the shadows of Mount Olympus in Olympic National Park. So if you can envision Seattle in the Tacoma area, and go a little bit west of that on what is the Olympic Peninsula, that is where we reside, and it is, on the other side of the Puget Sound of where Seattle is. Now, we're still closest to the Washington Huskies, who play tomorrow, by the way, at home against Illinois. But it's a long way because you got to, unless you take a ferry or something, which you can do. I just hadn't figured all that out. You got to go all the way around the Puget Sound down to Tacoma. So it's not, it's like 3 hours away, but it's like, as the crow flies, like 100 miles away. So I always try to tie it back to college football, but this is the furthest west we will be on the trip. And so I just for giggles said, how long would it take to get back to Clemson, South Carolina from right now? So here you go, Mickey. I am currently sitting 2,910 miles from Clemson. That is, if you don't stop, which at my age, you got to stop all the time, if you know what I mean, to go to the restroom. Right. If you don't stop, it's 44 hours of driving through 11 states, Washington, Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Georgia. But here's a trivia question for you, because I love. I hope you're learning a little bit about geography.
I am, buddy. I am. This is a big geography lesson. Yeah.
All right. Of those states, you can pull out, get your Google out, and look at the map. Again, 44 hours. But which state would the longest drive be through? If going back to Clemson from Washington.
From where you are in Washington. And I don't have the interstate map here in front of me. Could I say Washington?
It's close. That would be second. Okay. Surprisingly, that would be second. And this is what kind of blows your mind when you're looking at maps and stuff, and you just don't think about it. It would be Montana.
Montana
would take, because we would have to drive from the northwest part of Montana through the southeast part of Montana, it's 10 hours just to get through Montana. That's a fourth of the trip.
Yeah. Well, when you consider that whole, the Montana, Wyoming, the glacier and Yellowstone, and all, you know, the national parks, I mean, all of them. But, I mean, Olympia, I'm looking now, man, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Now, it's what you think Washington is. Like, if you didn't Google it, and you just said, what does Washington look like? It's a bunch of green trees.
Right.
Mountains.
Right.
And it's cloudy all the time. That's pretty much what Washington has been. But it's beautiful out here. Different out here. Everywhere is different. But we now are as far away from home as we'll ever be.
So you'll turn south here. I take it you're turning south soon.
Yeah, there's not much unless we're going into another country, which we are not. There's not much more north we can go.
All right. I did this the other day, so I'm playing golf up in Cashers, and just unbelievable beauty. Different size mountain than what you're talking about over there, but I did this. I also did this in Scotland a few times, and I do this every once in a while now. Like, I'll say, God, thank you for allowing me to see that whatever site it is. And it's because you didn't have to do it, but, man, just thank me. However I got here, I mean, thank you for allowing me to see that. You've had about 30 of those moments here. Like, to be able to see Olympic National Park or Glacier or Yellowstone or like that, you know what? God's allowed you to see some beautiful things here on this trip. Pretty special.
Yeah, it blessed is the best way to put it. Yeah. And I say it all the time. I don't say it exactly the way you say it, but I just look at something or see something and experience something and go, you know, I'm just – you know, I may not live another minute from this moment, but God, I'm glad I got to see that.
On the opposite side of that,
that's kind of the attitude.
On the opposite side of that, there's a song, Jackson Brown song about Doctor My Eyes. Like, should I have covered my eyes? I've seen so many things I shouldn't have seen, kind of a thing. I had to watch Clemson play defense last week.
Oh, no.
I mean, well, what in the world? You're paying a defensive line $5 to $6 million for nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. What in the tarnation are we doing? Yeah. I know it's a bye week there. This is a good week to be a long way from Clemson. If Coach Sweeney, if he needs a place to get away and just watch some football, he can come out. I can put him on my couch out here in the rig, and he can get a long way from Clemson. I thought back, Mickey. My nephews and nieces who are in middle school and high school, they've never gone through this. You and I've gone through this. Now, I mean bad seasons, right? I don't mean what we saw defensively, but there's been, I look back, there's like six or seven seasons. I don't remember the 74 season. You may remember that season.
I mean, it was 76
bad. Season.
Was 75 was bad. I mean, 75 was one of the worst. 74 is pretty good because they won all their home games. But 75,
right.
They were 2-9.
Right.
Like, it wasn't good.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
80 was, you know, you still beat South Carolina that year, and then, of course, that sprung board the national championship season. 85, I think we all understood what was going on there, coming off of probation. You know, you knew it was going to get better after 85. And then you get in the 90s, 92 was bad. I think 94, that was probably the worst football team I think Clemson's had. It was just a bad – because, like, 92, you still you know, you still lost a lot of close games.
Yeah.
2004 was tough. Of course, everybody remembers the young people remember 2008, and that was when Bowden got canned and got embarrassed by Alabama. And then then probably under the Dabo area, 2010 was what we remember, right? Is where, but then, I mean, that's not that many. That's like six or seven. But Mickey, I have, and I could be wrong. You can help remind me. I have never, in all of those bad years that we just said, six or seven bad years, I have never seen as poor a play of defense as I've seen since about Louisville of last year to now. And that is we talk about things being anti-American. That's anti-Clemson.
Yeah.
Because all of those years I just mentioned, most of the reason we weren't really good in those years was we couldn't throw a forward pass. We just weren't very good offensively. And that's not good. I'm not saying that's good, but we never have been as soft. And the word I use, I said this to Ann when we were watching the game last week, this is embarrassing. It's not even, it's embarrassing. And if Clemson would have lost last week 17-13 with a backup quarterback who may have threw a pick or something, and, you know, I mean, I'd have been upset and frustrated. I wouldn't have been embarrassed. I'm embarrassed with the way Clemson has played defense for the past calendar year, going back to about this time last year. It's unacceptable.
100% agree, to the point where, and I missed my third home game in 50 years because of Drake's baseball game, but we're watching it, and in the second half, we're watching the game and with a bunch of other fans at a tailgate outside this baseball park, and when Clemson, like, scores to make it 16-14 on a four-play 74-yard drive, you're like, oh, man, well, and everybody's getting excited. Hey, all right, now, all right, we're back in this thing. And I went, no, we're not. Because they're not going to hold them. And then SMU goes four plays, 75 yards, touchdown. And then you get a field goal to cut it to seven right there at the end of the third quarter. And you're like, okay, well, good, because, man, we're back in and we're only seven down now. Well, no, you're not, because you can't hold them. And they go six plays, 75-yard drive. And, you know, when you look at their – all the way in the fourth quarter, like, man, we just need to stop. And what do they do? 13 plays, 75 yards. And it's bad that the second team quarterback had you more excited about it, but you have a 70-yard touchdown drive you give up. You give up two field goal drives, 44 and 8 yards. But then you give up a 75-yard touchdown drive, a 75-yard touchdown drive, and a 75-yard touchdown drive all in the second half. Like, you're not going to win a football game. You can't stop them. They're on the field that long. You're not – I don't care how good Vezina played. I don't care how good T.J. Moore played. You can't stop them. And it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've had that around here. On the offensive side of things, how shocked are you that Vezina looked like, you know, they didn't lose the game because Christopher Vezina?
No. I was pleasantly surprised. Now, two things can still remain to be true. I think I say this almost every week with you, but two things can still be true. I can be extremely pleased with what I saw with Christopher Vezina, and we hadn't even, you know, I was embarrassed by the defense, but I wasn't much more pleased with the offensive line either, but that's another story. But, you know, considering how little we blocked for him, I give him a tremendous amount of credit. Tip of my hat to him, played his best game that I've seen with my eyes, and I said that last week. I hope what I've seen with my eyes it turns out to not be true, and he certainly played good enough for you to win the football game. But it doesn't, along with Vezina, and he's not the only one, but that doesn't change my opinion about where we need to be.
Right.
Because, you know, can we win a national championship with Chris Vezina? I don't think so, but that's not. You know, you have a lot of pieces and parts there. So I was pleased. I think you can win. He's good enough to where you can win football games if you were good enough in other areas, which we are not.
Right.
And so, you know, but I stand to say that I was extremely pleased. And the fact that he gave you a chance to win the football game despite no offensive line and absolutely no defense, he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that. But it doesn't change my overall opinion about 2026.
All right, I'm gonna ask you this question about five times in the next month. What's your confidence level? Because here's my thing. I mean, I want to win football games in 25, but that priority is way down the list. I'm much more concerned about off season and much more concerned about 2026 at this point. This season's been over. What's your confidence level that it gets fixed and you right the ship, at least made progress towards righting the ship in 26 in the offseason?
Well, that answer, and if I could get Coach Sweeney out here on the Olympic Peninsula with me this weekend, I could have that conversation with him. Here's the honest, the best answer I can give you, the honest answer. If, and it's with capital letters, INF, because if he doesn't, if he can't do this because he doesn't believe in it and the way college football has become, I would understand that. In fact, I would respect him tremendously, and that's Coach Sweeney, if he just said, you know what, I didn't get into this to do this.
Right.
Right. I'm going to go coach high school somewhere where I can do run a program the way I think it needs to be run in terms of developing relationships and good people and all that kind of stuff. And I would respect that. But if Coach Sweeney decides tomorrow that Clemson's not a championship program, in his own mind, he doesn't have to tell us that in the media. He doesn't have to tell us that in whatever. If in his mind he knows now the program is not championship level, and he's going to fix it, and he's going to do it in the way that you have to do it in this day, which is portal and a lot of things that he's, you know, fundamentally at his core, he's probably not happy with. But if he makes that decision, I think Coach Sweeney would be the number one coach in America that people would want to play for. All the things that made people want to play for Coach Sweeney 10 years ago still would apply today. And Clemson's a great place to play. And the NIL stuff is relatively level playing field in terms of the, you know, the amount of money you can spend and all that kind of stuff, which Clemson can come up with. So if Coach Sweeney says, all right, this game has changed, I'm changing with it, and we're not very good right now, and I'm going to go out and do ABC, he's going to win. He's going to win. Let me put it this way. All things else equal, you followed recruiting for many years, and recruiting a high school kid is now no really different than a sophomore in college because you're recruiting them all now, right? And so would you rather play, all things equal, if Kirby Smart or Dabo Sweeney calls you? You're probably going to pick – Clemson's going to have a good chance. Right. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about Ryan Day? You think kids and families want to play for Ryan Day more than they do Dabo Sweeney?
Yeah.
No? So if he says we're going to play this game and we're going to do it this way, and we got 44 players on our two deep, and 25 of them aren't championship caliber, we're going to go get 15 or 20 from the portal, and we're going to assign a recruiting class, because you can't do it with recruiting anymore by itself,
right?
Because those kids are going to be playing against grown men. You know, it used to be you could maybe get a freshman-heavy team and maybe struggle that first year, but by that second year, you know, hey, you're ready to go. That's not the game anymore. Yeah. So I say all that to say, Mickey, I think Clemson could be the number one program in the country, just like we were 5, 6, 7 years ago. Or throw Alabama in there. We're going to be one of the two top programs in the country under this new model. But you have to realize you have a problem. You can't stop eating too much until you realize you're fat. And we're not very good, and Dabo has to understand that. And he's a smart guy, Mickey. He knows that. He's not going to tell us that, but he knows that. And I hope he changes. And we'll see, because if he does, I think we can win in this new era just as good as we won in the old era, because I think Dabo Sweeney's the guy people want to play for. Portal people and high school people.
It's great stuff. Hey, I can't wait to hear where you are next week. Let's preview Duke and Clemson and talk about where you are and much more thoughts. Have a safe week for you and Ann, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Can't wait, Mickey. Go Tigers.
All right. Scott Reimer in Olympic National Park out in Washington. Josh Williams, when we come back, we're talking SEC, Missouri, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and Bama, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, A&M, LSU, overdogs, underdogs, much more after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're gonna inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
That stings like a bee, and now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go?
Welcome back. Oh, little soft sell, man. That's it. Where did our love go? All right, got a lot to do. Josh Williams, this is going to be like SEC Network today, Josh. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. As long as you're not Paul Feinbaum, I'll go along.
Good, good. I'm slightly better looking than Paul Feinbaum, even though I'm not right now because I went to the dermatologist the other day. You see these things, man? They freeze these things off your face. I got scabs all over my face right now. That ain't good. All right. Tell me, now I got Morgan here today rather than Sam, but how did Sam and you and I, how did we do last week?
Yeah, mixed bag. 1-1, 1-1, 1-2. Nothing to write home about.
Who was 1-2?
Me.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That Georgia Tech voodoo, man.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, SEC. Vanderbilt and our two ranked teams and game day and everything. $222 to get in Vanderbilt Stadium. 15th ranked Missouri, 10th ranked Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt around a field goal, 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, opened up at 1.5, and it's been kind of one-way traffic really on Vandy there with basically 4-1, bet count money that's on Vandy. I do think it's kind of notable that it hasn't gotten to 3, or it looks like if it does get to 3, there'll definitely be some resistance on Missouri. But I guess you'd say elimination game for the college football playoff between these two. Loser still stays in the running. But, two kind of mirror teams in that, obviously, they both like to run it. And defensively, both run defenses are better than their pass defenses. I will say if it does come down there to a tight game, Vandy's special teams is much better. If you look at SP Plus, Vandy's third, Missouri is 119th. So that maybe comes in play in a tight game. But, it's really... which defense can slow down the run game of the other and kind of force them into known passing situation. Can Missouri slow down all that Vandy, multiple run concepts, misdirection, et cetera, with Pavia and Alexander? If so, then you make Vandy have to block them, against those elite pass rushes they have. And, if you're Missouri, can you get Hardy back on track after a couple of down games? You don't really want to trust Prabula just having to drop back and throw it, so much. So, which defense do you trust to slow the other down a little bit on the ground? And maybe, which quarterback do you trust really to make plays if they're forced to throw?
Missouri rushes for 244 a game. Vanderbilt rushes for 213 a game. These are two of the top 21 rushing teams in the country. And it's going to come down to stop and run. By the way, I love this game. But now, Missouri's slightly better. Let me give you this, by the way, before we get over. Because I think the wrong team's favored in the next one we're going to talk about here. In stopping the run, Missouri's seventh in the country. They only give up 83.9 yards a carry. But Vanderbilt is 92 yards a carry. Those are top 12 defenses against the run. So that's going to be a fascinating chess matchup of who can run it and who can stop the run tomorrow with that one. All right, Bama started out at like 13.5. It's dropped down to like 11.5, something like that. I'll let you do the history of these lines. What in the world? It seemed like to me that this is one of them stinky cheese lines because Bama's much better than 11.5 points better than South Carolina.
Yeah, if you think the look ahead was 10, it's got, as you predict, kind of one-way traffic on Bama, 4-1 ticket count, about 3-1 in terms of money. But, yeah, it did get as high as 13.5 at one point early in the week before you got in the buyback. So, has been some buyback there on South Carolina as the week's gone on. but it's just kind of sitting in that dead number area there between 10 and 13. But, you know, we know what Bama's done recently. You know, the first SEC team ever to win four straight games against ranked opponents. Obviously, they did it four straight weeks. You know, is it a sleepy spot for them, you know, coming off of those four? DeBoer at Bama, he has not only not covered, but he's lost four straight games away from home as a double-digit favorite, dating back to the game against Vandy last year. Beamer at South Carolina does kind of punch above his weight there when they play top 10 opponents. They're 5-0 against the spread the last 2 years against top 10 opponents, covered, you know, average covers by basically by over three touchdowns. I think it kind of boils down to, we know South Carolina's offensive line struggles. They can't protect. But Bama doesn't have a pass rush anything like what these, you know, some of these recent games like Oklahoma, Missouri. They don't have a pass rush like that. They're 120th in pass rush. When these two played last year, Bama had three quarterback hurries in the matchup. I mean, Sellers had time to do what he wants. He's able to run around. They don't necessarily do well against mobile quarterbacks. So I don't know. If there's ever a game for South Carolina to kind of hang in there, and it's probably this one. You're hoping that Bama's in a little bit of a sleepy spot off of the month that they've had going into a bye week next week, and obviously, you know, South Carolina really needs to, you know, and you lose this one, you got a couple more tough ones coming up. You know, where does it go from there? But rally the troops kind of game, and you know, if you're going to get one, this is the one at home that you got to really try to put it all into and try to get.
Oklahoma around 5.5. Oklahoma is second in the country. They give up 9 points a game. Ole Miss scores 37 points a game. Another one with fascinating styles making this fight.
It's another one. I guess you could say this is another college football playoff elimination game type, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's opened at 3.5. It's run out now, like you said, to 5.5. Even though more tickets and money have been on Miss, so the respective money there has been on Oklahoma. I guess I'm a little bit surprised that it's run out quite that far. I would be surprised if it got to 6 or above, but we'll see as we get closer. You know, really, you know, can that Oklahoma front overwhelm, you know, the Ole Miss offensive line and force Chambliss into mistakes? If not, I mean, the Oklahoma secondary is an area that you can attack, and you really, if you look at their opponents so far, this will be by far the best passing attack they faced. I mean, if you look, they've obviously played, you know, Michigan, Temple, Kent State, Texas, South Carolina, Auburn. None of those are good passing attacks. Quite a few of those with bad offensive lines they've been able to dominate. But you know, on the other side, Ole Miss's run D is not good. Obviously, we know Oklahoma's run game has struggled, but they were able to get some stuff going last week with the running backs, have some success. If they can get any semblance of a run game there tomorrow, obviously that helps them tremendously. Ole Miss doesn't really get after the quarterback very much. They kind of play cover, try to limit explosive, and forces you into kind of methodical drive, which Oklahoma's pretty comfortable with. And if you think to last week, I mean, eventually they just kind of got worn out and ran down against Georgia. So I don't know if Oklahoma can have a kind of run game. Obviously, that helps them out a lot. To me, it seems like the number's a little bit too high. But, yeah, I think a fascinating matchup between that Oklahoma defense and Chambliss and the Ole Miss offense.
Maybe another elimination game. A&M going to Baton Rouge, and they go in at night as a 2.5-point, rare 2.5-point favorite in Death Valley 2.0.
Yeah, if you think the look ahead on this was LSU laying 1.5, so now we're flipped. 2.5 hasn't gotten to 3, even though it's, you know, mostly one-way traffic on A&M. You know, LSU is kind of just kitchen sink game for them with Death Valley at night, trying to get their best shot. If you lose, because obviously their season can kind of go down in a spiral coming, you know, they got the bye week next week before they have Bama and whatnot. But a couple injuries really to watch for them. Whit Weeks, I think it kind of looks like he's going to miss again. And then also the starting left tackle was injured last week, and they moved their center DJ Chester over there to left tackle, and that was a disaster. If that has to happen again, you know, that A&M pass rush against a depleted offensive line and no LSU run game, that's probably a bad situation. It's probably all on Nussmeier and throwing it again. So, A&M is not very good against the run, but, you know, LSU has not shown that they're able to run it. Offensively for A&M, they're very safe. Even with explosive as they are, they don't turn it over much. They don't allow many negative plays. LSU corners and pass defense has been elite, so it's kind of strength on strength there with, those A&M wide receivers. But if you think last year, Marshall Reed came in the game and just kind of really caught LSU off guard and ran wild. Obviously, they're preparing for him this year. That won't be a surprise, but I do think his legs really need to be a factor for A&M.
All right, let's do overdogs and underdogs. Let me give you my underdog first. Morgan, get one as well. And we'll get Josh's in here. I don't like a whole lot of underdogs this week, and I'm not crazy about this one, but I love how tough this BYU team is. And I think mentally and physically tougher than Iowa State. Ames, Iowa, 11th-ranked BYU, catching 2.5 is my only underdog I like to stay undefeated. Morgan.
Yeah, that's
okay, Josh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say that's another one that has got the voodoo that
yep.
They seemingly should have lost multiple games and they get outplayed, but they end up winning. I've got two in the ACC. I like NC State catching 6.5 off a bye there against Pittsburgh. It's a little banged up. And also like Wake Forest.
See, I like the other ones in those two because I think it's going to be – those are so close to lines. Like, boy, if you just give me a 1 point either way, I might be talked into it. But those lines look right to me. Morgan, underdog, who do you like?
I'm going to get something crazy. I'm going to go with Stanford plus 30.
Stanford played good last
week. To me,
it's
just a lot of points. Anything over 21, I get nervous about. I'd never pick Miami plus minus 30. So give me Stanford plus 30.
I like the pick. Miami 30.5 and like Stanford there. All right. Let me give you an overdog. I thought about – well, let me do it. Alabama's better than 11.5 points better. Alabama laying 11.5 against South Carolina. Josh?
I think I'm going to Arkansas. It's running out a little bit, but it's still less than 3. I mean, is Auburn going to quit is what they've had all the – you know.
Can Auburn score that many? I mean, because Arkansas, you got to get a track meet. Can Auburn score? And I'm not sure they can.
Yeah. So I'll go Arkansas.
Morgan.
I'm surprised neither one of you took Texas A&M minus 2.5. But I'm not going to go with that one. I'll go with Tony Elliott and Virginia over the Tar Heels.
That's 10.5. Is that what I saw for that one?
Yeah, I got that.
Josh, any thoughts about that one? I mean, to me, they're better. They're more than 10.5-point favorites. At some point in time, North Carolina's going to play well. But in Chapel Hill, that's a weird game because in that series – it seems like Virginia always plays well again. I think I'm right by saying that. They always play well there. So, interesting stuff. All right.
Yeah. That's interesting. What do you think about what has Virginia Tech done to be running out to a 6-point favorite tonight against Cal?
The only way I can figure it is the travel that we've seen, like Florida State last week. We've seen, you know, on the opposite side, teams that go west. And I need to look at the data, and I'm sure you got it at some point in time. Is it easier to go east to west or west to east? But a short week and 3,000 miles, that's the only way I consider it. Because Cal's a better football team than Virginia Tech. But Virginia Tech at 6.5, that's a stinky, smelly, cheesy, like I don't like it at all. Home field advantage is gone. So that's out the window. So I just got to mark it up to travel. Make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's really – I mean, it is a night game. But, yeah, like you said, it's a little shorter week. They've covered, what, one game, I think?
Well, remember this. The only team they beat at home this year was Wofford. Like, the Lane Stadium magic is gone. They don't win at home anymore. And so I like Cal, but I just don't know about 3,000 miles. I do like what Wilcott says about travel, though. Always enjoy it, buddy. Let's talk. We got some big ones next week. Looking forward to it. Thank you for your time and great information. We'll talk to you then.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, buddy. Josh Williams. Short break. ReedyLandCo.com. Hunting and fishing report when you come back after this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton-picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the Big Seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to chickasawpoint.com, and for golf, chickasawpointgolf.com.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at pendletontire.com.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love.
Luther.
A thousand kisses
all right.
From you is never.
I thought I had it right. Well, Luther, welcome back. Glad to have you with us for a stronger connection when it comes to your internet upcountry fiber. Right now, everybody I know that anytime the word internet company comes up, I could just tell you that if you like your internet company, it's Upcountry Fiber. And if you don't like your internet company, it's somebody else. My neighbor was living in Greenville, had Upcountry Fiber, moved to our neighborhood where we don't have Upcountry Fiber yet. And he goes, man, what is it with the internet here? It's terrible. I went, yeah, it's terrible. He goes, I had Upcountry Fiber. It wasn't terrible. I went, yeah, but now it's terrible. How do you do it? What do you do? Well, hopefully it comes to your neighborhood. If it is in your neighborhood, is it in your neighborhood, Morgan Thomas?
In my neighborhood, I don't think so. I'm missing out.
If it does, you got to do it. Stronger connection, Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. The segment brought to you by our great friends over at ReedyLandCo.com. We're talking some deer hunting in this rut that's going on right now. Good morning, Jonathan Montz. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Awesome. Cool. Feels great. I compared last week. We talked a little bit about the rut with John Stillwell. It's basically Working Women's Wednesday at a bar, and the ladies are in there enjoying their cocktails for a couple hours before they're letting the men in. But they're about to let the men in here with this rut thing going on, and these big bucks are been going just buck wild and going crazy across the upstate of South Carolina and jumping all over everywhere and acting a fool everywhere. And I got this rut thing right?
You got it. You hit the nail on the head. They are going a little crazy. They're going a little wild. So we're right now in the thick of it. There's basically three phases to it. You've got the pre-rut where you'll see some signs of some scrapes and some tree rubs. It's a great time to start kind of pattering your deer. That phase is kind of starting to collapse. That's roughly early to mid-October. Right now, we're pretty much just buckling up, watching them run around, quite literally crashing through the woods. They're going crazy. That's roughly from mid-October to mid-November, and then mid-November to maybe late November is kind of the post-rut. So while some of those bucks are catching a break, winding down, some of them are still looking for some unbred does, and so you might see a brief peak of buck activity jump around then as well. But absolutely, there's a lot of action going on, and we've got some cooler temps moving in right now, so it's a great time to get out in the woods.
All right, what do we need to know about how long this lasts, the phases of it, how long each lasts, and what do we need to know as deer hunters? And even, we talked about it last week, like driving the car, because you'll see them all over the interstate or all over your roads, like they're so out of control now. How long, what do we need to know, what do we need to be aware of with this rut?
Yeah, so we've got about a month. We're probably the second week into the main heat of the battle, and so right now it's interesting. It's an interesting year because this year a lot of folks are considering this a masked year for trees, and you may have seen that on the news. You may have seen even in your yard if you've got oak trees in your yard. The amount of acorns that are produced this time of year is significantly higher than the last couple of years. Usually we'll have a year like this every 3 or 4 years. And so if you're hunting bucks right now and you're seeing them on camera, they're out there, they're moving, but you're sitting over a food plot or something like that right now and you're not seeing them when you're actually in the stand, I would highly suggest move to a hardwoods location, such as a creek bottom. Definitely keep tabs on those signs and scrapes to see where they're moving, their traveling corridors, because they're not sticking around for long. They're on the move right now. But because there's so many acorns this time of year, especially 2025, they're really getting stuck underneath those oak trees, or if you've got some fruit trees, they're definitely there too. But they're not necessarily just hanging out in the food plot, just munching. They're down in the bottoms. They're on the move. So it's definitely an exciting time where you may have to kind of pivot to a different deer stand that you're not routinely used to, or maybe you have to put up a tree climber and kind of be an athlete with it. But it's definitely an exciting time, no doubt.
All right. Much like the nightclub where you got a couple of testosterone guys that might have some bravado and bow up to each other and square off out in the parking lot or whatever. Am I right by seeing that? Like, you'll see these bucks, like, they'll spar with each other and there'll be like a territorial thing, or they get a little more aggressive towards each other?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned that, because yesterday I had on one of my game cameras two button bucks, or spike bucks, that were doing that yesterday, and it was very neat. You know, normally you think it's just the big mature ones with the, you know, 8 or 10 point racks, and they're just sparring over a doe or something like that. But you know, even the little ones are active as well, and they're having fun with their buddies too.
And then post rut, is it just completely screeching halt? Can't shoot a deer no matter what, or is there still reason to go out and hunt after these guys settle down a little bit?
So absolutely, it's still a reason to get out in the woods. I would say it's not quite as much of a peak in activity. It's kind of winding down. But when the does go into their second or third strike cycle of estrus, then the ones that haven't been bred yet are still looking to be. And so you'll definitely see a little bit of a spike come, you know, late November, somewhere in there, with a little bit more buck activity. But this is certainly where we're in late October, where we're at now. It's certainly the peak of it. So second rut, post rut, whatever you want to call it, you'll have a little bit of activity, but not quite as much as what we're in right now.
All right. Morgan, you see my ReedyLankohat.com hat I have on today? A little fall, a little foliage colors in, a little brown.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm liking that for sure. Tell me about the company, Jonathan, because every Thursday night I go on the site and prep for this, and I see these properties. I dream a little bit, but, man, you guys are buying and selling and helping people on both sides of the equation, because it just, the site looks awesome and these properties look amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So if you're sitting here, you know, wondering, man, I'd love to have some hunting property right now. We're hearing all these guys on the radio talk about deer hunting, duck hunting, all that good stuff, and you just don't have a place to go. That's what we do. We put people out there on the dirt. We love to ride them around, show them property. We've got plenty of options available. If you're hearing me right now talking about these oak trees producing and hardwoods and all that good stuff, we actually have a property that is almost 100% hardwoods. It is a turnkey outdoorsman's hardwoods paradise over in Clinton. A little over 150 acres. You've got nearly 2 miles of river and creek frontage with minimal wetlands, which is pretty tough to come by. Usually when you have a creek or a water feature, you have a ton of floodplain or anything like that. And so this one makes it very unique. And even though it's just over a little over 150 acres, you have 2.5 miles of trails on that property. So you can get lost and have a good time quick. And like we talked about some food plots, this one has 6 established quarter to a half acre food plots peppered across the property. So there's no shortage of having yourself and your buddies come along. And if you're looking to get there, ready to go in the stand early in the morning, but you don't want to drive there to Clinton, there's a perfect little overnight cabin there on the property, ready to go, keep you warm through the night, and you'll be ready to go walk to your stand the next morning. So really, really, really cool piece of property that is perfect, absolutely perfect for this time of year deer hunting.
That is, find that, by the way, all their social media stuff, find on the website, ReedyLandCo.com. I'm looking at the site right now, man, and that's just beautiful, no doubt about that. What a great-looking piece of property. Hey, I can't thank you guys enough. ReedyLandCo.com and this rut. I'm the opposite right now. I mean, I'm dragging. I don't get much sleep anymore. My knee's hurting, so I'm not in a rut, because I'm a 57-year-old man rather than one of these young bucks out there. So I'm rutless right now, but in the hunters, go out and enjoy this thing. Jonathan, I always appreciate it, buddy. Always look forward to visiting with you guys next Friday.
Absolutely, Mickey. Y'all take care.
You too, buddy. So look at me over here, Morgan. I got a bum knee now. I got these things on my face. I'm the opposite of in the rut right now.
Well, I mean.
You remember that as a single man. You go out to those bars, that Working Women's Wednesday, they give the girls free drinks for an hour, you know, get lathered up a little bit, and all of a sudden these males will bust the door down and go and talk to ladies.
You're the opposite of rut.
I'm the opposite.
You're married. We're both married. Yeah. You don't need to be.
In bed by eight. Yeah. Yeah, old man. Yeah, that's me, Bal. That is me.
This is what you got, babe.
This is what I got. You got to run what you brung. That's what I'm running right now. Hey, American Door Masters, I hope your garage door is fine, but if you need spring repair, if you need cable repair, if you need garage door service, if you need track service, if you need door panel replacement, they do it all. Garage door openers, motors, they do it all. Tune-ups, they do that as well. So great friends at American Door Masters, americandoormasters.com. 24-hour emergency service. You're going to love dealing with these locally owned, licensed, insured. Get them tuned up. Make sure you don't have to fix them when you can just tune them up. You tune up your car, you tune up your heat and air unit, you can tune up your garage door. And you know, the way I need to tune mine up, I've got an old bird's nest on top of mine because we left the door open one time. And I got these birds, and I feel bad now. I think all the little babies are gone, so now I can knock that out. American Door Masters, check them out, 990-3075. Roy Philpott saw a huge upset in Palo Alto, California last week. We'll talk Florida State and Stanford and ESPN, hour number three kicking off after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, you know by now that I love spending a fun weekend of sports playing